The Holy Gospel, Thursday of the 16th week of Ordinary Time, Matthew 13, 10 to 17. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, in chapter 12 of Matthew, we saw the climax of confrontation between the Pharisees and the scribes and Jesus. Those who did not want to receive the truth. And now, in chapter 13, we see a series of parables, beginning with the parable of the sower. And then the apostles asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Apparently, the apostles wanted Jesus to speak in plain, direct language to let them know about the kingdom. But Jesus cannot do that because of the attitude of their hearts. And so the best way to try to reach to them is through parables. Now, we have to make very clear here that Jesus desires with all his heart that the truth of the kingdom, the mysteries of the kingdom, be received by all. So when he says knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has not been granted to them, is not because he doesn't want to. In fact, he will go to the extreme of dying on the cross to give all the gift of salvation. But the sad truth is that few want to receive it. And so this is what Jesus is saying. You have received the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and it has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. Again, the Lord is highlighting here the importance of responding to his words, to his desire to bring us home. That's why also he says that to anyone who has, more will be given. This is a person who has because they have been seeking, because they have been going all out for the Lord. Whereas someone who stays at the margin, who doesn't want to really commit and says, "Well, I'm a good person," that person is extremely exposed to the mentality and the currents of the world and is going to be very likely that the current will sweep that person away. And so to anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So the Lord is telling us this so that we be aware. And then he tells us, they look, but they do not see. They hear, but do not listen or understand. We hear this and we think about our generation. We have received so much in this generation. Think of all the modern saints, Saint Faustina, Padre Pio, Saint John Paul II, and so many others, Saint Faustina, Maximilian Kolbe. And where are we? Are we listening? Are we understanding the signs of the times? Or are we going to wait until we are in the final judgment and then, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? And pretend like we didn't know what was going on. The signs of the times are telling us of the urgency to respond with a full heart. And then the Lord tells them the prophecy of Isaiah. It's the same direction. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes. But the thing is that right now, we do not appreciate what is going on. That we may be also in need to hear this again. Am I really listening fully to what God is saying to our times? Am I really seeing it fully? Or do I have one foot on the boat and the other foot on the dock? And I want to be the way I want to be, but I also want to be with the Lord. And the Lord is inviting us, put both your feet in the boat with me, because we're taking off. And this is the challenge. Now, when the Lord says to the apostles, but blessed are your eyes because they see, your ears because they hear, what many prophets and righteous people would have loved to have heard and seen, and they didn't. He's telling them, safeguard the treasure. Realize what you have received. And when we are aware of our blessedness, it increases. We treasure it, we protect it, so that it grows. So it's very important to count our blessings. It's very important to be grateful to the Lord so that we focus on what is important and do not get distracted and negligent. Finally, if we go to the first reading, which is Jeremiah chapter 12, we see the Lord saying, I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert. This is God speaking to the people of Israel that followed God even in the desert when things were not easy. They failed many times, but at least they were on the journey. And the Lord is lamenting that then later they became unfaithful. And at the end of the first reading today, it says, two evils have my people done. What are they? Evil number one, they have forsaken me, the source of living waters. And evil number two, they have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. This is a calamity. We have forsaken the fountain of water, and we have built ourselves cisterns to try to keep our own water, thinking we don't need God now. We have technology. We have ways to do things. So we have built for ourselves security, power, self-reliance. But at the end, it holds no water, and we're going to go thirsty. So the Lord is forewarning us, don't do that. Come back to the fountain. God bless you.